Welcome back one more time to Inside Agriculture on a Friday morning. A New Jersey complex once protected our nation from foreign animal disease via quarantine of imported birds and livestock, part of a legacy in keeping our nation safe from such threats. Rod Bain reports.
John Feger had opportunity to check out a recent art exhibit in New Jersey, one that offered a connection.
The Clifton Art Center, as it's now called, is the current owner or operator of the building that used to be the quarantine center.
As in the agriculture department's sole animal quarantine station for a 70-year period through the first two-thirds of the 20th century. The Art Center exhibit focused on that history, which its building, made up of two now-connected quarantine barns, were part of a larger animal quarantine station that was decommissioned in 1970 and sold to the town of Clifton. And John Feger's connection as a USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service Veterinary Services employee of
the New York Animal Import Center, the current federally owned and operated quarantine that I work at, that's located in Rock Tavern, New York. And we continue the history of having animals quarantined
as a means of assuring imported animals, from birds to livestock, are not carriers of a foreign animal disease that could impact domestic animal populations.
You had VS employees who oversee the care and husbandry of the animals. While they stay in quarantine, they were examined for any foreign animal diseases. They were tested. And then once their quarantine was complete, they would have been released to become part of the U.S. domestic herds and flocks.
Feger notes what has also changed over time is the growth of USDA-connected animal quarantine facilities across the country, with the Rock Tavern facility remaining the largest such operation in the U.S.
Veterinary Services does work closely with the private industry, where we have privately approved quarantine that VS oversees. For example, in New York, we have a private equine quarantine that Veterinary Services inspects and oversees every day. We have private quarantines in Chicago, Los Angeles, multiple in Miami, and then multiple in New York.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Rod. Rod Bain of USDA. Well, this has been Inside Agriculture on a Friday. Mick Kerr still on vacation next week. Eric and I will be back for you on Monday. Ricky Cliverkamp taking it the rest of the week. Once again, have a great day and a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.